Well, if you've traveled at all recently, especially air travel, but even by ground transportation, we're seeing a lot of changes. And we wonder, will these kinds of things be part of our travel future? And our guest now says many of them likely will be. And Christopher Elliott writes for USA Today, The Washington Post, and others, and has looked at this issue. Also travels extensively, right, Chris?
Yeah, right. I'm always on the road.
Yeah. True. So, Chris is in Spokane, actually. We're talking to Chris from Spokane. And you say that, you know, masks and even maybe vaccine requirements, this is going to be part of what we'll experience in travel for the foreseeable future, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's so interesting because the CDC just came out with new guidelines, and it said it was extending its mask requirement. They were supposed to expire in September, extending it until January. But from where I'm sitting, it looks like those mask requirements are going to last a lot longer. They may be with us for the foreseeable future, and it could even be permanent. And the reason why is that they're, you know, COVID is, according to the health experts, going to be something that's endemic. And that means it's always going to be with us. So I don't think it's too much of a stretch to think that maybe these mask requirements are going to be as well, and that could be trouble for air travelers.
But what about vaccination cards? Is that something we're going to have to just have pack along with our everything else?
You know, here's the thing. Even before the pandemic, if you travel to certain places, like, for example, when I went to Kenya, the first thing they ask you for is your yellow card. That's your vaccination record card. So you have to show that to them. If you don't have the right shots, they will turn you back, and you're on the next plane back to JFK. So they're serious about that. That is not a new thing. I think the same thing is going to happen with, and you can already see that in some countries where they're not going to let you in unless you're vaccinated. That will definitely happen when you're crossing the border, but it could also happen here. We've already seen that too, where if you want to go to a restaurant or to a public event, you have to show proof that you've been vaccinated.
We even had the state of Hawaii keeping tourists away for a stretch during the height of the pandemic, as I recall.
Yeah, and even a couple of weeks ago, they asked people not to come because of the Delta variant. It looks like the Delta variant is kind of cooling off a little bit. It looks like that curve is flattened. But still, people with plans to travel to Hawaii, they just don't know. I mean, are they going to try to shut the islands down again or what? It's all very uncertain, and like I said before, I think this thing's going to be with us for a while.
Well, and and I understand there's a segment of our population. We've got a lot of local folks here who are resistant to getting the vaccination, but it sounds like they're maybe going to have to acquiesce if they want to travel and do some of these activities.
Well, yes and no. I mean, if you don't want to get a vaccination, I don't think there's anyone forcing you to get it. But if you want to cross the border and visit another country, or even if you want to go to a place like New York State, they have that Excelsior Pass there, you want to go to a public event like a concert, or you want to visit a restaurant, you will have to show evidence that you've been vaccinated. So you still have the freedom to not get a vaccination, but don't expect to travel too much.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think what you say, we can probably expect these changes in travel to one degree or another to be with us for a long, long time, if not forever. And Christopher Elliott, once again, you can read his columns in the USA Today, the Washington Post, and some other publications. And appreciate you joining us, Chris.
No problem.